This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Okay, Chelsea, let's get ourselves a couple winners tonight, find out who we have the most faith in today.
Today's best bets.
I believe we're going to have a bit of a mind meld at the end of today's shows because we both like a few square plays. Who are you going with?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Yankees today against the Astros. Do I love this play? No, but of the plays on the board, I think this is probably my favorite. The Yankees at home against Framber Valdez. And the key stat for me is how good the Yankees have been against Framber Valdez. If you look at his numbers against the Yankees, they're not good. In 7 1/3 innings of work against the Yankees in his career, he has given up 8 runs and 3 home runs in just 7 innings of work. So one of those starts was back in 2019. You kind of throw that one out, but the one in 2021, 4 innings, 2 earned runs and a home run and 6 walks. So clearly this Yankees lineup knows how to work Framber Valdez. So I think that's the key for me. Also the fact that he's a lefty and the Yankees kind of profile well against lefties because they have all those power righties in their lineup. Maybe Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton can hit some key home runs in this one. So I'll take the Yankees as short favorites today at home, minus 130, just because, I don't know. I think that's probably the play for me.
I like that play. That's going to be my lean. I'll go into that for a second. But my best bet is going to be so square and so juicy. You got the late game out in San Diego. The Phillies taking on the Padres. The Phillies are plus 125 on the money line. The Padres are minus 155. Total is set at 7. You got Ranger Suarez going up against Joe Musgrove. I just don't know how in the world you don't tail Joe Musgrove with how good he's been this season. He's gone at least 6 innings. In all 12 starts, his ERA is 1.59. When he starts this season, the Padres are 11-1. Plus, the Phillies are struggling at the plate right now. In their last 3 games, they've scored a total of 5 runs. The Padres also have the advantage in the bullpen. The Phillies are scary when they get past their starters into their bullpen. We know how bad that is. Everything here screams San Diego. I know it's juicy. I'm on the Padres at minus 155.
Yeah, I like the Padres too. Added to the square card. But here's the thing, like you're getting one of the best pitchers in baseball at home with one of the best teams in baseball. Like the Padres have almost identical records to the best teams in baseball. Cough, cough, the Dodgers. So I think looking at minus 155, it doesn't look that juicy when you consider that.
I think that's exactly right. Well, it's we were talking about this as – you know, as part of the NBA draft earlier, where if you like Paolo Banchero, and we saw him at one point at minus 175, and I'm like, it's too juicy for me. But if you really believe he's going to be that guy, then all of a sudden, considering the value involved or the information that you have, maybe it's not a bad bet. Here, it's like, yeah, it's minus 155. It might be juicy, but I cannot make a side for Philadelphia here, so I'm willing to lay the juice. It just depends on the angle you take, and I actually think the Padres are undervalued in this spot. Chelsea, where's that eight ball?
Holy crap. Magic eight ball.
That's right, and I think for the first time this week, I am not matching with the eight ball because I'm not wearing black and white, so we'll see how that affects the answer that I get from the Magic 8-Ball. So let's start with my play. The Yankees, I know, super square. So let's ask the Magic 8-Ball. Yankees minus 130 against the Astros. 8-Ball, do we like it? 8-Ball says, very doubtful.
It's about damn time. That 8-Ball has done nothing but support you for the better part of what feels like 6 months, Chelsea.
Well, you know what? I don't feel that confident in my plays either. So maybe the 8-Ball's right. Maybe his hashtag sources are better than the sports books, are better than Woj and his sources. We shall see. All right, so let's ask the Magic 8-Ball if he likes the Padres today. That's Jenk's play. The Padres minus 155 against the Phillies. 8-Ball, do we like it? Without a doubt.
Oh, you know what? I think the 8-Ball is angry that you're not matching him today. That's what I think it is.
Well, I mean, it's not clashing because like everything goes with black and white. But you're right. The other days of the week I've worn black and white and we've looked like twinsies. So maybe.
Well, if you want to see the Magic 8-Ball, you can. We're on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/BetQL. Chelsea, People don't know this. Chelsea at one time was a professional hand model. You can see why with the way that she holds and grasps and even cradles the eight ball. Just go to twitch.tv/BetQL. Chelsea, before we go, do you have a lean for us?
Well, it's the Padres. Aren't we all in the same place today?
Yes, we are. I just thought I might give you a chance to talk about it a little bit. I'm on the Yankees, too, as my lean. So we're on that same two games. We've just got our leans and our best bets flip-flop. But I'm like you. At minus 130, that's not a juicy price for the Yankees, especially when you're getting a team that has won 11 of the last 12 starts that Jameson Taillon has made. So, yeah, Houston is great. They can hit the ball. But the Astros have also dropped 5 of their last 7 in the Bronx. So give me the Yankees as my lean. We're going to either go down on the same side, go down in flames, or we're going to have another undefeated night, Chelsea.
Yeah, let me be very clear. Like, we're calling it a lean, but, like, I'm playing it. So I am on the Yankees and the Padres today. Two of the best teams in baseball. Yeah, I know it's square, but sometimes it be like that.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.